Okay, I'm just waiting for Wayne to finish his, get the GoPro set up.
Technology always keeps up.
Actually, that is a good looking camera.
Sir, are we ready?
It's loud.
We'll call to order the Willow City Council regular meeting for August 11th, 2020 at 7:01 PM. Gary, can you lead us in the pledge, please?
I'd be honored to, Madam Mayor.
Stand, salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Fleischer? Councilmember Hanson?
Here.
Councilmember Mello?
Here.
Vice Mayor DeBeneganey?
Here.
Mayor Warren?
Here. Okay, moving on to item four, public comment, written communications. For A, public comments, members of the public wishing to address the council on any items not on the agenda may do so at this time by stating your name and address. Then please wait until you're recognized by the mayor or vice mayor. No formal action will be taken unless the matter is placed on a future agenda. Each member of the public attending in person or caller will be limited to 3 minutes. If you're attending in person, please wait to be called on. Called in one at a time from the lobby, and if you're calling in, please provide, if you're calling in to provide public comment, please use the information provided. Do we have any public comment this evening?
Madam Mayor, we have received two letters that you also have available on the dais. One from Ms. Ponciano, a total of 2 pages, and then one from Tim Cruz from the Valley Mirror totaling 1 page. We will add those into the record.
Thank you. Do we have anyone on the phone that would like to make public comment? Okay, seeing there's no one there, we will move on to item five, consent agenda. Consent items are considered to be routine by the city council and will be enacted in one motion. There will be no separate discussion on these items unless a council member requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda. It is recommended that the council 5A, approval of general checking and payroll and direct deposit check registers 50408-50425, Z10862-Z10912, and 38678-38707. Do we have any discussion, gentlemen?
Nothing, Madam Mayor.
What's the pleasure of the council?
Madam Mayor, move that the consent agenda be approved as presented.
We have a motion by Councilman Hanson. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Second from Vice Mayor DeBeneganey. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Consent agenda passed. Moving on to item six, public hearing. Conduct a public hearing. Consider reading by title only and passage of the first reading of the attached ordinance entitled an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Willows amending Willows Municipal Code Chapter 18.110.090(8) nonconforming uses with other text to remain unchanged. Mr. Peabody.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, members of the council. Before you is a adjustment to our ordinances, and we would consider that there be a change in the residential use of the central commercial and general commercial zoning district. In September 2017, staff brought before the council a text amendment to allow single family residence use of the existing single story structures in the CC and CG zoning districts. This text amendment was a result of that joint city council and public and planning commission meeting in 2017 where it was discussed. This amendment came before the Planning Commission, and they have approved it, and it is before you this evening. We believe this is a good attachment. In Exhibit A, you will see the text amendments in red, and we believe that this is a good modification to this to help with the existing structures within that zoning. And with that, this is the first hearing, and we request that the public hearing be open.
Okay, does council have any questions for staff before we open the public hearing?
Nothing, Madam Mayor.
So we will open Sorry, Vice Mayor.
Wayne, I apologize for not asking this yesterday or today. So it has the word reconstruction in Exhibit A. So does that apply if there's a fire at the house?
Yes, so currently there is a few structures that already have, we call them burn down letters within.
Yeah.
So this would allow them to be rebuilt to follow that current letter that's within that.
Okay, so there's a procedure for that. Okay,
yes.
That's all I wanted to make clear. That's all.
Thank you. Okay, seeing no other questions, we will open the public hearing at 7:06 p.m. We have now come to the public input portion of this hearing. This public hearing is being recorded and is subject to possible review by the courts. Therefore, all statements or remarks must be made clearly and distinctly into the microphone. If there is anyone in the audience who has any pertinent evidence or opinions or statements relevant to issues being heard, please step up to the microphone. Although it is not required, it is also requested that you please state your and spell your name for the record. Comments are generally limited to 3 minutes. Do we have any public comment on this? Okay, seeing none, we will close the public hearing at 7:06.
Mayor, if I may, if there is somebody on the conference line, we request that you mute your line. Thank you.
Okay, do we have any other discussion?
Madam Mayor, just a comment. No, this is very good common sense based legislation, clean up housekeeping legislation, if you will, and it's definitely the right thing to do. We've kicked this around a few times over the past several years, and these text amendments are very good positive changes, so it's the right thing to do. So that's all I had to say. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief and staff, for bringing this forward.
I'll pass that along to Karen.
Thank you. You have something, Vice Mayor?
I'm just trying to remember if this goes back to our 10 years on Planning Commission.
I believe that it does, yes.
Yeah, okay. I remember about the burn letter and stuff, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, no, I like this idea. So, Madam Mayor, I move that the ordinance next in line be read by title only.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilor Vice Mayor Domenichetti. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second from Councilman Hansen, and I believe we need to do a roll call vote for this.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Mello?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Domenichetti?
Aye.
Mayor Warren?
Aye. Okay, so now we do the second motion.
Madam Mayor, I move that the ordinance entitled An Ordinance of the City Council of the City of Willows amending Willows Municipal Code Chapter 18.110.090 (8) nonconforming uses with other text to remain unchanged pass first reading.
We have a motion by Vice Mayor Domenichetti. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Councilman Hansen. Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Mello?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Domenichetti?
Aye.
Mayor Warren?
Aye. Okay, so we will move on to item 7, regular business agenda, items requiring council action. 7A, select 2 members of the City Council to serve as the Library Board of Trustees Subcommittee, accept the letter of resignation of Sunshine Kelly. Mr. Peabody?
Madam Mayor, members of the council, as we just appointed a new member here maybe a month ago, we have just received another resignation from Ms. Sunshine. So at this time, we would request the same process again. We will fly it in the paper, and we request 2 members to serve on an interview panel. And hopefully we receive quite a few applications that we can go through for a position onto the library board. The dates are set before you. 2 members volunteer on the committee. Application September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Committee will be recommendation to the council on the September 8th meeting. We currently have the position is being flown right now, and we will be taking applications accordingly. So with that, I'll be happy to take 2 volunteers.
Do we have any volunteers? Mr. Mello?
What are you looking at me for? I can do it. Yeah,
and if Gary doesn't want it. Did you want it, Gary?
Well, that's fine.
Okay.
No, you want it? You can have it.
No, I think two gentlemen are quite capable.
Vice Mayor Domenichetti and Councilman Mello. Thank you, gentlemen, for stepping up.
Very good. Thank you.
7B, adopt a resolution entitled Resolution of the City Council of the City of Willows authorizing the interim city manager to sign and act on the city's behalf in all matters pertaining to the community development block grant loan agreements, promissory notes, security agreements, and any other documents related to the equipment loan between the City of Willows and the Rumiano Cheese Company. Mr. Peabody.
Madam Mayor, members of the council, once again, this is another cleanup item. As we see the EDA project coming to an end, we thank our Public Works and Royce for all the good work that they put down there to get that project completed. The next phase of the project is starting. If you haven't been down there, the Rumiano project is getting ready to go. And as we're finalizing the one, they're getting ready to go. As part of that project and part of the EDA, part of that funding come through this. With the Rumiano coming into town, we've been able to help them secure some funding for some equipment. So part of this resolution is to clean up with the state. The verbiage was not clean enough on the last three resolutions, so this is another one that specifically puts me in being able to sign the documents accordingly. So with that, I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Questions, gentlemen? Gary?
No questions, Madam Mayor. The state enjoys minutia, so here we go again. So this is the right thing to do. It's just good to see Rumiano cheese under construction, so it's a good thing. It's been a long haul, and that's good. Good news. Outstanding. So that's all I had, Madam Mayor. Thank you.
Mr. Mello?
No, nothing.
Vice Mayor?
I'm just glad to see it in Wayne's lifetime.
I'm just glad to see it in our lifetime. So what is the pleasure of the council?
Madam Mayor, I move to adopt a resolution entitled Resolution of the City Council of the City of Willows, authorizing the interim city manager to sign and act on the city's behalf in all matters pertaining to the community development, block grant loan agreements, promissory notes, security agreements, and any other documents related to the equipment loan between the City of Willows and Rumiano Cheese Company.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilman Mello. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Second from Vice Mayor Domenichini. Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Mello?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Domenichini?
Aye.
Mayor Warren?
Aye. Resolution passes. 7C, staff recommends the council by motion authorize the interim city manager to negotiate and execute an agreement with Infomark Water and Infrastructure Services to provide contract operations and maintenance services for the operations of the Willows wastewater treatment plant. And Royce,
Mr. Cunningham will
Mr.
be happy
Cunningham
to take this one.
Mr. Cunningham's going to take it over.
Thank you, Mr. City Manager. Good evening, Madam Mayor, members of the council. It's nice to do my first presentation in front of the council. The item before you tonight is the city's wastewater treatment plant has been being operated by a contract operator for a few years now. It's been working very successfully for the city. That contract is due to expire at the end of October of this year. And the city went out with a request for proposals. We received five proposals, five very qualified firms. But one firm stood out heads above all of the others. I've placed on the dais in front of you a summary of the contract proposals. And you'll see that the firm that scored the highest on our scoring sheet was Infomark. They are the incumbent firm that's operating the plant now. They scored 298 out of a possible 300 points, which was a pretty significant margin above the second highest scoring firm. The other thing that we wanted to have considered is two different options for cost proposals. We looked at option one, which was an initial five-year contract with the possibility of doing a five-year extension. Option two was for a 10-year initial contract with the possibility of having two optional five-year extensions. And we asked the firms to provide cost proposals for what the first year would be for those costs. Now, after that first year cost has been entered into a contract, it's adjusted annually according to the CPI. So there's a formula that uses the San Francisco-based CPI consumer price indices to adjust the following year's contract. And that proceeds through the contract. You can see that Infomark proposed a $530,109 base year for option one. And then they reduced that by almost $10,000 if you go to a 10-year contract. So that's an initial savings of not quite $10,000 a year, which carries over through the contract and ultimately could end up being as much as $100,000 over a 10-year period. The other thing to notice is on the far right column of the summary in front of you, you'll see that the Infomark proposal for the 10-year option is $73,800 less than the current contract. That's a significant savings from the current operating contract. So they really sharpened their pencil. You'll see that the second scoring firm was slightly under the current contract of $30,000, and all of the other three firms actually came in with proposals that exceeded the current contract. So we're looking at contract savings that's significant. This is the incumbent firm, so that they have superior knowledge of the plant already. They performed quite well, and the city has had no violations at the wastewater treatment plant during the entire contract that Infomark's been here, which is an excellent track record. And so because of this, staff's recommendation to the council for you to consider, and we would love to have feedback from you, is to go ahead and go with this option two, which is the 10-year base contract and the potential to have 2 5-year options, and that's at the city's choice. So with that, staff is recommending that the council by motion authorize the interim city manager to negotiate and execute an agreement with Infomark Water and Infrastructure Services to provide contract operations and maintenance services for the operation of the Willows Wastewater Treatment Plant, and I would be glad to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you, Mr. Cunningham. Gary, you want to start?
Oh, thank you, Madam Mayor. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Cunningham, for that presentation and also for the information you provided in the staff report. It was very self-explanatory. Infomark has proven to be an outstanding firm as it pertains to operating the Willows Wastewater Treatment Plant. There have been absolutely no hiccups with the firm. They have a deep bench. They do a fine job. And as just to walk back for a moment, we've gone out to request for proposals for all contracts over the past several months, which is the right thing to do with all of our contracts, this being one of them, and this being definitely a major contract. But I was very pleased to see that Infomark came back with that significant cost savings going to option two under the 10-year contract with that huge cost savings. I mean, the first year alone, as Roy's pointed out, $73,846 savings. And as we also know, walking back just a moment, there was an internal study base, completed here within the city of Willows, ongoing. Do we go to an in-house, operating method, or continue with contract operations as we have since 2007 when this current wastewater treatment plant went online? So, if I recall, I'll use approximate numbers here, we were at that time about $30,000 roughly to the positive going with contract operations. And of course, with contract operations, we don't have to worry about having qualified staff on hand 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, which would be a definite significant hurdle. And also, the best thing I like about this contract remains that if there are any fines imposed by any state or federal authorities or bodies, then Infomark is on the hook for paying those fines, not the city of Willows. And that's a big positive. And that's just, I mean, there'd be insane to try to roll the dice and go it alone and deal with any potential violations, especially as the plant, it's been online since 07. It's every year it gets a little bit older. I think the option two is a bulletproof contract. It's the right thing to do. Significant cost savings. I believe it was over the 10-year life of the contract, in excess of $108,000 cost savings based on a 3% CPI increase. This is a very good contract, and it's the right thing to do. I want to thank staff for successfully and professionally going out for bids and reviewing all the proposals and coming back with this recommendation. It's the right thing to do, and I recommend option two. So thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Gary. Mr. Mello?
Yes, option one. I like option one because it gives us an option. But seeing that staff recommends option two and Infomark is a proven company and we need the savings now, and any dollar we could save is a positive, so option two sounds good to me. That's all I have.
Thank you. Vice Mayor?
I concur with the previous council members' comments, and I'm sitting here thinking, if I remember right, I think Infomark or their predecessor actually got some awards previously over the these last 10 years in their operation.
They did?
The last 14 years. I think the new plant came on in 2006, if I remember right, something like that. So I'm happy with going with the 10-year agreement. I like that idea. So that's all I got to say.
I totally agree with all of you. So I can't add anything. You guys haven't already said. So what's the pleasure of the council?
Madam Mayor, I move to authorize the interim city manager to negotiate and execute an agreement with Infomark Water and Infrastructure Services to provide contract operations and maintenance services for the operation of the Willows Wastewater Treatment Plant.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilman Hanson. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Councilman Mello. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, you got your go-ahead.
Thank you. We'll get to work. Thank you, Travis, for the good work and continued work.
Okay, we'll move on to item 8, Council Staff Reports. 8A, Staff Reports.
Madam Mayor, if I may, I did
yes,
not get
may.
These handed out.
Yes, you may. These are stats.
Thank you, sir.
So for you is the Sheriff's Office stats for the month of July. I just ran the overview. We will forward the remaining reports that he sent out to all the emails, and we'll have those available up on the website as well. But as you can see, the law enforcement has been very busy. 427 calls in the month of July. So, and their time response is still within, even though their calls, they don't get to separate the 911 versus the code 2 calls, they're still within the required timeline of all 911 calls. So they're still within contract and doing a fine job for the city of Willows. And with that, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. The sheriff apologizes for not being here this evening. He is moving our college student into his dorm today. So does anybody have any comments before we move on?
No, as Chief Peabody advised, Madam Mayor, I mean, high call volume and page 2, 36 arrests. Very good. Good job. Good work. And I'm very satisfied with our law enforcement contract. So thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Anything else from staff this evening?
I'm supposed to say no. I believe okay. That's it.
Okay, so we'll move on to 8B, council reports. Let's start with Gary.
Oh, thank you, Madam Mayor. Just one item tonight. Yesterday we had a Glen Groundwater Authority board meeting. Really routine, very routine business. We're moving forward with the groundwater sustainability plan, which is our major project right now. And that is still on track to be completed timely before January of next year by law. And there's just a lot of pieces to the puzzle, and our contractual firms are doing excellent work, staying on track. A lot of work going on with that. A significant importance to the city of Willows is yesterday our Cal Water, Shannon McGovern and Evan Markley, our local Cal Water manager, Evan is, and he's also my alternate on the Glen Groundwater Authority board, presented a slideshow regarding a California Public Utilities Commission meeting that is coming up very soon. And the proposal is to completely change the billing structure for water rates among the four largest water purveyors in the state of California, Cal Water being the largest. During the last significant drought, as we know, Cal Water went on a started the conservation mode of operations before it was required, and they significantly cut water usage, not just district wide but statewide, and just on top of doing a great job. Well, the CPUC basically needs to be checked, and I tell you. And so there's a proposal that that's come out lately that would require four of the largest water providers in the state to replace a rate structure that currently incentivizes efficient operations and reducing overall water usage with one that incentivizes them to sell more water. This change is being proposed even though data demonstrates the current conservation rate structure has successfully reduced water usage. While the proposal is motivated by a well-meaning desire to protect low-income customers from higher water bills, it would have the opposite effect and lead to the rate increases on everyone except those who use the most water. In short, the proposal would thwart water conservation and increase water bills for Californians at the worst possible time. Absolutely. So Cal Water asked if we would sign on to a letter to the CPUC asking that they step back and delay their action and their decision and evaluate all of the facts and the real-time data in reference to this matter. And the board unanimously agreed to do that yesterday. So hopefully the CPUC will listen. It's all we can do is hope and try. So, but that, there we go. So, State of California. That's all I had, Madam Mayor. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gary. Mr. Mello?
I have nothing.
Vice Mayor?
Nothing further to add, Your Honor.
And I have nothing. So we will move on to item 9, adjournment. We will adjourn this meeting at 7:26.